Apostle Paul, I'm sure, was a man who checked in many times a day. Glory carriers, we need to check in with God many times a day. If you want to live a spirit-filled life and not fulfill the lust of your flesh, check in with God many times a day. Oh, yes, Lord. We're going to pause right there. Stand to your feet. Come on, give me some strength, Jeff. I just want you to unleash the gift of the Spirit in you. I just want you to begin to speak in tongues. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you. I just want you to honor him. Give me. We got to create an atmosphere that makes God comfortable. That's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, I feel the power level increasing already. I feel fire all over my body. Glory. Whew. Glory. Just like that. Just like that. Whew. Come on. Check in. Check in. Eh. That's it. You'll check in right now. If you need to be refilled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he can refresh your tongue. That's it. Give me some more, Jeff. Bring it on up, sweetheart. Yes. He can refresh your mouth. He can refresh your tongue. Yes, I'm making the atmosphere comfortable for you. You don't have to worry about what you sound like. We need to learn to be comfortable with our own voice, the voice of the Spirit. Sometimes when you're speaking in the voice of the Spirit, your voice will be different than your normal voice. It becomes supernatural. Come on and lift up those hands. Reach out to God. Come on, you got to reach. You got to reach for him. You got to reach in your spirit. Reach with your body. Present yourself. Present. Come on. Present. You're not tired. Your spirit is well energetic. Your spirit is never tired. Reach, reach, reach. Let your spirit be stronger than your flesh. Come on, keep moving. Yeah, I hear the song of the Lord coming from someone right now because it happens just like that. You begin to talk in tongues. Worshippers will begin to sing songs in the spirit. You begin to get heaven's attention. Heaven's attention. Heaven's attention. Heaven's attention. Heaven's attention. I yield myself. Here he comes, here he comes. I yield myself. Woo. I yield myself. There's an open heaven. There's an open heaven. All the lines of communication, they're coming open right now. They're coming open right now in your life. Open heaven. Oh, we honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you, we honor you, we honor you, we honor you, we honor you. Right where I'm at, those of you that are watching online, right where you're at, begin to honor the Lord with the fruit of your lips. You can start with giving thanks unto God. Enter into that supernatural place with the Lord. Oh, la, 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 ba, de, a, la, bo, so, ya, la, ba, ha. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lift your voice, lift your voice. stop. I want you to keep worshiping. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Ooh. Some of you are going to be getting some downloads. See, you're worshiping past music. You're worshiping past a song. Oh, my. That's right, Josh. You're accessing. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Right. Now I want you to listen to this latter half. Jeff began to play. I want you just to listen. The Holy Spirit asked me a question. And he said this to me. And within a few seconds, he answered his own question. He asked me, he says, what happens when you become immersed? And I thought about it in a few seconds. He said, you become heavy. You ever seen anyone jump in the water with their clothes on? It's very hard to swim because they become heavier than when you went in. Some of you are right now carrying a little more something than when you came in this room tonight. Your authority is heavier. Your steps are stronger. When you are weighty in the spirit, you become resilient. Things don't push you around when you become weighty. You push other things around. And you put things where they belong. Woo! You become stronger than your circumstances. Get immersed and you're going to have the power to return anything that was sent to you that opposes the promise of God. You have then the power to return it to the sender. You then become weighty enough to tell the devil, wrong address, return to sender. Go ahead and give him a praise. Don't worry, we're not done yet. When you become weighty, you don't look for excuses. Casual Christians always look for excuses. They're not immersed people in the Spirit of God. Someone say amen. When you become weighty, you don't need affirmations because you're fully satisfied in Christ. Oh, God. And I know some of us are love languages, affirmations. But when you are weighty, you know that you please God's heart and that's all that matters to you. You don't need someone else's applause in order to have the energy to keep going. Ooh. This is what the Lord showed me. Pastor David, come help me with this example. I want you to bring this table to the platform and I want you to put it here next to me. If I could have a couple gentlemen help him with this illustration. Just don't spill the content. This is what God gave me. Just keep playing, Jeff. Platform. Pastor David, if you'd stand on this side of the table over there. Thank you, Jamar. Stand over there. All right. Okay. You'll see here we have a tub that has a certain substance. We have an exact tub with a different substance. Two substances. We have a sponge. And we have about the same exact sponge for right here. This is the illustration that God gave me. So, Pastor David, I just want you to take the sponge and just do just barely, just, you know, a little dunk. Just real quick. Just boop, boop. Okay. And I just want you to try to squeeze it, see what comes out. Go ahead and just kind of do a little dunk on the other one. You see that really there wasn't very much that came out. There you go. Okay, give it a squeeze. Oh, so it had drip, drop, and then it runs out. Because why? They are not fully immersed. So then, there is a saturation point. If I immerse it deep enough, put the sponges in there, and just let them fall to the bottom if they will. Okay, so they're just going to kind of float on top. Boy, that's like some floaters, right? But watch, there's something happening to the sponge over here. I wish I had a ceiling camera. Oh, there it goes. It was just floating. What is happening to this sponge? It is becoming filled. When it becomes more full, it begins to get weighty. When it is getting weighty, it then begins to be in a submersion process. Now this one, I don't know what's happening. I'm going to help with just a little bit. And I'm going to put, it's like the hand of God. Sometimes, I'm just working this. Sometimes he has to put his hand on you, the weight of his presence, to help you get under. This one's being real stubborn. So it's going to take a little longer here. No, you're 5 minutes? No, that's not enough, because you're too stubborn like this sponge. Boy, look, it still is refusing to go under. It can be in a house of the Lord where the presence of God is strong. Presence of God is strong, but it can still has the ability to stay on the outside. There's nothing wrong with the substance. There's something about this sponge. So, Pastor David, if you would, go ahead and put it under. Put it under. There you go. Give it just a little squeeze so it can actually receive some of the. Okay, now let go. Okay, let's see. Now submerge that with the other hand. Submerge. Okay. All right. These sponges are being submersed, and we're going to give them a little bit of time. The Holy Spirit asked me another question, and he said this to me. He said, what is oozing out of you is what you're submersed in. When you get immersed in the glory, you begin oozing out the glory. A sponge that is full can be pressed upon, and it only oozes out what it was immersed in. Let's show. David, pull it up. Squeeze it. You can be squeezed, and the only thing coming out of you is what you were baptized in. Give me that other sponge. And so it can take another dunk. Dunk it. Take another dunk. Take another jump. Take another dive and be alive. Squeeze it. You have to visit these waters more consistently. Tell somebody, check in. Woo. So this is the deal. Here, I want to ask you, is the kingdom oozing out of you? Is the glory oozing from you, or is it negativity and doubt that's oozing out of you? Both are sponges, but they're different environments. Both are sponges, but this is an environment of red water. This is an environment of soapy water. So they're both the same sponge, but what comes out of them is different because they're both in a different environment. What is the environment that you're entertaining that you want to ooze from? Thank you, Pastor David. You can just put them right there in their thing. Thank you so much. Give him a hand. Thank you, Pastor David. I wanted you to see that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm almost done. Immersed people walk differently. In the book of Acts, it was thought that they were drunk. Have you ever seen a drunk person? Why? Because they're immersed in alcohol. They reached a saturation point. Say a saturation point. I need you here to reach the saturation point. And the reason why God brought you here is because you need the rest of your year full. You need to be full for the rest of this year. No matter if there's another variant of COVID, you need to be immersed. No matter if stuff happens in your life, and sometimes it just will, because the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. You need to be immersed in this. And so immersed people, they walk different. Immersed people talk different. Immersed people behave different. Moses, we can tell he was immersed in God's presence. The light was so bright, God spoke audible, so everyone in the wilderness could even hear. Enoch, so immersed in God, walking so close, was caught up and no longer was. Elijah was so immersed, he could call fire down from heaven. He teleported to different locations. He was visited by an angel that cooked him dinner. And that one dinner lasted him for 40 days. It was the supernatural. It was supernatural food that sustained him. Do y'all understand there's something in the supernatural? He could run faster than a chariot, the Bible said. So when I'm immersed in fire, the fire shut up in my bones. When I'm squeezed, that fire is going to come out. That's why I tell people, talk back to the devil. Talk back when you feel yourself getting out of sync. Talk back. Get back in that thing. Check in with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. When you're immersed, the Bible says you have a wellspring of living waters that are coming out. Next slide. They come bubbling out of you. And you can go from empty to overflowing. And you can speak life out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaks. I've got more, but maybe I'll hit it later. I'm just going to say this. We got to get in sync with the heavens. Amen. We have to come into agreement with the heavens so that the heavens are open over our life. So this is what I want to do. Jeff, I want you to go to the song, Wash Me, in the river that flows so freely. I'm going to sing this a couple times. And if there is anything in your life, that is not in sync, or that has caused you to be impure, I want you to ask the Lord to forgive you. You can either come to the altar, you can do it right where you're at. We're going to do a process here. And we are not going to be in a hurry. Amen. Are we ready? Give me the key. Wash me in the river that flows so freely. Oh, wash me in the stream flows from Calvary. I need you to wash me in the river that flows. Sing it. Come on, Pastor, help me. Life and say, God, I know there is this breach in my life. I know there's an attitude. I know there is something. But God, I don't want that to become between me and you. Because God, I really do need you. So God, I repent of that thing. And I just don't want to ask for your forgiveness and let the sin live later. But Lord, I want this thing crucified in my life because I want to ascend the hill of the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. I just want you to begin to ask him right where you are. It's just that simple. Just say, Jesus, I recognize and I acknowledge that this thing here is a hindrance to me. And I want to repent of that because I'm supposed to be a glory carrier. I want this out of my life. Purify me, Lord. Wash me in the blood. Wash me in the stream, God. Wash me in the stream that flows from Calvary. Forgive me, Lord. And I'm not just going to try to just get by with everything that I can try to get by with. And Lord, if you deal with me over this habit, if you deal with me over this relationship, I'm going to listen to your voice. And I'm going to obey what you say. And I'm not going to be afraid to obey what you say. If you're willing to let God do that, I just want you to lift your hands up to the Lord and say, God, that's me. God, that's me. I recognize there's an area. I recognize fear has become my king. I recognize there are other things that's king in my life. And God, I want to be submersed in you. I want to be submersed in you. Wrong friends. God, I'm willing to walk away from them and to walk all the way through the cross and to follow you no matter the cost. Who can ascend but he that hath clean hands and a pure heart before God? God, I'm going to serve you. Whether I feel like that I'm getting a lot of stuff out of it, I just want to serve you because I love you and you're my Savior. You saved me. Wash me clean, Lord. I want to be immersed in faithfulness. I want to be immersed in stewardship. I want to be immersed in declaring what you said, God. Maybe your mouth hasn't been right. Maybe negativity has been in your mouth and you've been given life. You've been breathing oxygen into depression. You've been breathing oxygen into negativity. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Because he gave you power of life and death in your mouth. And when you've repented, come on. There's going to be a hunger and a thirst. There's going to be a hunger and a thirst. A hunger and a thirst for God. Deal with us, Lord. If there be any wicked way in me, if there be any ulterior motives or agendas, Lord, I just ask you to forgive me and I turn away from that thing. I'm not going to visit it again. Repentance is a 360 degree turn that I turn totally the opposite direction. It's a 180. It's a 180. I do a 180, Lord, and I turn the other way. Now give me those strings. Give me those strings. Now I want you to lift up your hands before the Lord. Lift up your hands before the Lord, and I want you to check in. I want you to check in. Ooh. Here comes the voice of the Lord. Oh, oh my God, I'm feeling strong. Check in, check in, check in, check in. Unrestricted lines, check in. Your deliverance, there's your flow. Yes, you're being loose right now from lower lying levels. You're being loose and you're being lifted in the realm of the spirit. Check in with God. Woo. There it is. You feel like screaming, you feel like crying. Flow in the spirit. Glory, 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 glory Look for the healing right now. You know what? And I feel that the Lord really wants to fill someone's tooth with a feeling, a filling, a filling. Who is that? Who needs a cavity or tooth fill? Okay, so what I want you to do, if it's not you, just keep journeying. Come on, don't go down. I just want you, you can either stand where you're at or you can come up here. I just want you to lift your hands into the heavens and I just want you to open your mouth. That's it. Come on, strong. We got to learn how to move in this. Just open your mouth. Feelings, teeth. If you begin to taste some metal in your mouth, if your mouth begins to have a taste in it, that is a sign of a beginning. Okay, if you come out of that realm, get right back in it quickly. Open your mouth. Oh, Father, meet them at their faith, their absolute belief. There's nothing impossible with you. With God, all things are possible. You are not a limited God. You only look for faith. You are pleased with our faith to believe and to know. There's someone that God is going to take you into, even fresh dreams at night. Even tonight when you go to bed, I want you to check in with me and tell me what dream that you had. Dreams are in the room. Ooh, Alan, I just seen a supernatural anointing come over your eyes. A supernatural anointing come over your eyes. Hallelujah. That's it, God, in the name of Jesus. To see visions, to see things that other people don't see. Seeing the things of the Spirit. God, I thank you, Lord, that even as Elisha prayed for a servant, that you would open his eyes to see. I thank you. A seer. I thank you. It's fresh on Alan. God, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, there's a strength, Janisha, that is coming to you right now. There's an angel of strength that is standing on the left side of you. Janisha, an angel of strength that is standing on the left side of you, giving strength to you to know how to pray and to persevere in praying. God said not just praying about things, but praying things through. I'm looking, Jesus. I'm looking. Woo!
That's it.
hunger. He looks for hunger.
In your presence, Lord, we're hungry for you, Lord. Hungry for you, Lord.
Check in. Begin to speak in the Spirit. Begin to speak in the Spirit. He will help you journey. There it is. I feel it arising, arising. to be in sync with your heart, oh God. I want to be in sync with that heart, your heart. Say, I'm fine-tuning your radar. Worshippers in this room, he's fine-tuning your radar, meaning he's moving you further and further away from the static of the noise of life. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. The ground is prepared. The ground is prepared. Many times his voice will come when you least expect it. He has prepared us. He's turned our hearts. He's turned our eyes. I don't care how long it takes, God. I'm at a place that I don't care. Whoa. I don't care how long it takes, God. No, I don't care. Don't be distracted. I know there's a baby. The mama knows how to take care of the baby. In your presence, Lord, in your presence. Go ahead and minister to that baby apostle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give me the key of seeing. I don't mind. So let me just ask you, was there anyone that experienced something different that you've never experienced before? Just raise your hand and wave at me if you did. Praise God. Come here. Come here. Come here. If you didn't, that's fine. There's no pressure. This is not performance. Because God is going to do stuff in this Immerse Conference. What happened?
I was getting the tingling in my hands, and you said something about it, and I was like, what does that mean? I even asked Tori. I said, I don't understand what this is that I was feeling.
Did you check your hands for glory dust? Okay. See, who knows what glory dust is? Janisha, get your phone, the light, or Megan, right here, get your light on your phone. Shine it on her hands. It's like the brightness of heaven. Like a move that phone, move the light around. Do you see it? It's just like a shimmer that comes out of the pores of your skin. Do you have glory dust, Melody? In your hands, you do. I know you tapped into it. Is there anyone else here? You have glory dust? You have glory dust? You have glory dust? You have glory dust? Does anyone else have glory dust? It can be on in your hands. It can be on the top of your hands, in the palms of your hands. It can even be on your clothes. Check for it. Check for it. Do you have glory dust in your hands? Without a light, yes. Praise God. Come on, someone give God a praise. Do the children have glory dust? Praise God. That is a manifestation of His love. I'm telling you, when you tap into the heavens, the elements of heaven kiss earth. And that's what people don't understand. Was there anyone else that experienced anything different? If you saw anything, how many can say that God spoke to you? Did you see something, Melody? No, you can say God spoke to you. You think you have a cavity that is shrinking? Let's give God a praise for that. Hallelujah. You know what, Melody, is what I want you to do. I want you to just go ahead and go to the bathroom right now. And I want you to open your mouth and I want you to check. And tell me what you see, if you see anything different. Those of you that were believing for feelings, because see, the heavens, there's nothing impossible. All we have to do is listen to the realm of the Spirit about what He wants to do. So nothing can ever be dictated what God is going to do. I can't plan for what God was going to do. You can never plan for how God wants to manifest, because He's sovereign. And He knows what you need the most. He knows if you need a repentant heart. Apostle, come and join me. He knows if you need a sign, you need a reassurance. He knows if you need a prophetic confirmation. He knows if you need a feeling in your teeth. He knows if you need a healing in your body. How many understand the supernatural can move however He wants to move? Oil could start flowing from your hands. How many can say that God touched you in this time of worship at some point in the service? Yes. Look at all these hands. Look at all these hands. Look at all these hands. Yes, yes. All over the building. All these hands. Listen. Don't ever be discouraged, because this is it. And this is it, and I'm done. Revelation is progressive. You can't get it all in one setting. That's why you have to keep journeying with God. That's why we come to church all the time. That's one of the reasons why He says, love on me every day. Because revelation is progressive, and the more you walk with God, the more He begins to reveal to you. So I exhort you that when you go home tonight, that you take this that is on you, because trust me, there's something on you. Look for God. Look for His signs when you're driving down the road. Look for God, and you will find Him. Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you, Prophetess.